Hey, Rock Movers. I cannot wait to introduce you to season 4's guest. You are going to love, love, love today's guest. Her name is Gabrielle Boucher, and she is an award-winning entrepreneur and author of 6 books. The first she wrote when she was just 17 years old. And her most recent book, The Purpose Factor, has received high praise from USA Today, the Ziegler family, and Brian Tracy. She is a child of hardworking entrepreneurs, and she did not want to become an entrepreneur originally. She felt a call to leave her corporate job after sitting in the back of a conference, realizing that she too had a message and she had the method that the world needed. So she had a purpose and took action on it. She got her start in generational leadership theory, which has taken her around the world in front of generals, Navy command centers, presidential campaigns, the South by Southwest, and some of the world's most well-known CEOs. You're going to love her conversation today here on the Rock Movers. All right, Rock Movers, you heard her introduction, but now you get to meet the real deal. Gabrielle Boucher, thank you so, so much for being on the Rock Movers with us today.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Karen. I am very, very excited and honored that you're sharing your audience with me.
Well, we are privileged because you are doing so many amazing things. And I know that everyone's going to get all kind of mic drop moments, all kind of gold nuggets out of today's session because you are moving huge rocks for people in the entrepreneurial and the business space. So I can't wait to hear what you have to share today. So first thing that I love to ask my guests is about the rocks that you've moved for yourself in your own life, because we know that rocks are those things, those heavy things, challenges, obstacles that we put in our bag and begin to carry throughout life and accumulate and collect, right? So what is the biggest rock that you've moved in your life, personally or professionally?
Yeah, I love that question. It's so good. I might steal it. I love it. I think the biggest rock that I moved was that feeling of being qualified. Spent so many years and decades feeling like if I did X, then Y would have to happen. And so I had so much joy, independence, and honestly, success really dependent upon whether or not I achieved something. And so I call myself a type A overachiever, like an X type A overachiever, like where I just had to become this. If I worked hard enough, then I would somehow feel qualified for it. So I think that rock I can see now in different decades of my life where I wrote my first book when I was 17. And a big part of that was really because I felt very led, very drawn to help students know what I knew. And so I felt very, very led and drawn to write that book. But there was also too something in me that, you know, people weren't going to take me seriously unless I had some sort of foundational moment, some sort of what I now call a breakout moment. And then I saw that happen again in my mid-20s when I wrote my next book and then ultimately got my first TEDx talk is I kept looking for these anchor moments, which were really quite powerful. But I think in the back of my mind, I kept thinking, you know, I'll finally feel qualified when I get the degree, when I write the book, when I, you know, do the thing. And what I've learned along the way was, yes, those things were powerful. Yes, they led to those breakout moments, but I was qualified all along. And those things really just represented a platform moment, a peak moment for me to celebrate the wisdom that I had all along.
Okay. Like, I feel like we could end the podcast right there. Because what you just said is exactly what I think everyone who follows me needs to hear, because they hear it from me all the time. But you were qualified and enough from day one. And yet you still continue to feel that way. And so it's just that reaffirming that it's never just one of us that's going through this. We all struggle with very similar things because we're human. But I love that you are able to reflect on that now, look back and see that, yes, I felt that and right? It's always the and, I feel like. It's never the when I get there. We always think about the there, that there is going to make us happy. And we just get a choice. And so I love that you conveyed that. So, such a powerful golden nugget. Like, thank you so much for sharing that and your story and being vulnerable in that. So,
Yeah, and I think a lot of times we, especially as achievers, we think that on the other side of the achievement, the next day, the next week, the next month, that will somehow feel different. But a lot of times you wake up the next day and you're like, I still look the same. Sometimes you still have the same amount of money in your bank account. Like you still, feel the same way about yourself. And so if you don't have that internal compass, if you don't have that really strong spine of steel of knowing who you are, knowing why you're here, knowing what to do about it. A lot of the stuff we talk about at my company, the Purpose Company, which if you don't have that internal kind of strength, then of course those external moments are going to come and go and you'll just be chasing the next thing. I built a whole career kind of chasing that next thing and waking up the next day and saying, oh, well, since I don't feel fulfilled, clearly that wasn't what I was supposed to be doing. What's the next thing? And eventually you feel like that hamster on the hamster wheel, and you wake up and you think, why have I been killing myself? Why have I been working so hard? And now I've, really become so passionate about helping other people take a step back. I know that you do as well, is to reset and recognize, why am I doing what I'm doing? Because it's really not just about the transaction of events and staying busy, but it's the transformation of other people's lives that we really get to be in the business in.
Absolutely. I love, and you're right. That is absolutely the thing that drives me as well, which is why I feel so connected and so excited to have you here today. So how did that evolution of waking up to that realization, how did that happen? Because people that are listening to this, they're obviously listening to, but they're seeking some answers, right? They're not, I mean, some people that listen to my podcast are just people that love me. So hello, thank you for tuning in. But also there are people that are looking for that carrot, that thing, like I just keep searching. It's never enough. No matter what I do, I don't feel good enough, pretty enough, smart enough, capable enough, wealthy enough. No amount of achievements ever seem to fix that, as you said, that need to chase the next thing. Because you're right, we get that achievement and then wake up the next day in the same skin with the same challenges and the same problems. And I mean, we see it all the time in celebrities or professional athletes, right? They make, all of this money or they achieve a Super Bowl or whatever. And then a year later, they're completely broken emotionally, financially, and sometimes physically. So, what changes that? What's the difference in your opinion?
Yeah, and I think achievement is a beautiful thing. I think it, just like anything else, is a tool. So you can use a tool to build something, or you can use a tool to break things down. And so I think it's looking at achievement in context that's really been the most helpful and healthful journey that I've been on over the last few decades. But for me, I think that moment happened when I realized where it wasn't the act of achieving that I was really addicted to. I had to take a step back. And now I ask people this all the time, which is, what is your most fulfilling day? What's the most fulfilling day that you've ever had? And preferably, can we pinpoint it to something like a project or something you were doing at work? So outside of family and friends, like, what is that most fulfilling day? What were you doing? Who were you helping? And what problems were you solving? Now, if we focus on those core questions, we can actually start to kind of find a pattern. I mean, if you and I had some coffee and we had some lunch and we could kind of just talk through what that would look like for you, there'd probably be a pattern. And we could probably point to it of what you do now, which is solving people's problems, coming alongside, advocating for other people, really being the voice of reason and encouragement that they need. That pattern probably will come up time and time again. And so when I'm working with my clients or speaking or doing podcasts like this, it's to really just give people a nugget, a tool that they can use to take a step back and say, okay, in this cycle of achievement addiction, how about I take a step back and say, okay, what truly fulfills me? And if we can really identify the types of problems we like solving, who we like solving those problems for, and what kind of that pattern is, you will then break that achievement addiction and realize that you can then use that as a healthy tool to then help even more people. And so that's one of the tools that I like to pull out to rest and reset when I'm looking for, hey, I'm working really hard. I'm in that engine mode, that go, go, go mode. Let's take a step back. And a mentor of mine used to always ask when I was, you know, doing whatever it was, whether it was like running half marathons or working on my pilot's license or writing books or doing all the things that I've done, he'd always ask me, Gabrielle, to what end? To what end are you doing these things? And that became a sobering moment and a question I continually ask myself, and I ask my team members this as well, is to what end? Because you can get to the top of the mountain and get lonely, feel frustrated, tired, sick, all of those things can happen. Right. So if we're going to push so hard, which I think it's a beautiful thing, I love it. I love pushing, I love working, I love doing what I do, but we have to ask those two questions. Number one is this fulfilling me? And number two, to what end?
That is so good, because it's true. We can pursue and pursue and pursue, but with no true goal in mind, with no real driving center that's attached to your core values, attached to what really means something to you, it's hollow and empty and will never fulfill. So, I love that. That's such a beautiful lesson. And that really lends to the second question that I love to ask is, what rocks are you helping others move? And you've already conveyed that so well, but what else do you feel like your lessons have allowed you to do differently?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I help other people with is moving the rock of not having clarity. I think clarity is one of the biggest challenges that us achievers face, is that it's a two-edged sword where on one side, we're really good at doing stuff. And on the other side, we're really good at doing stuff. And so that means we can get really good at doing stuff for other people that they should either be doing for themselves or that we shouldn't be doing at all. And so the people that I end up working with, a lot of leaders and professional athletes and entrepreneurs, people who are really, really good at doing what they do, they kind of wake up one day and they're like, I've been building someone else's kingdom. I've been, you know, fighting someone else's battles. What about me? And I think that that healthy skepticism and that healthy kind of feeling of being selfish for a season is really so incredibly important. And it comes down to clarity. And so clarity on who you are, clarity on who you can help, and clarity on how you can help them. Those three questions, if you can write those things down, you are going to be much farther ahead, because you're going to be able to answer that question that my mentor posed to me, is to what end? And so when I work with clients and I'm speaking at conferences and all that, my gift I want people to walk away with is having clarity of knowing what they're supposed to do next. I think in our society, we really celebrate big goals and vision boards and like taking the mountain and all of that, but we don't celebrate tomorrow. What's that thing you're going to do tomorrow? What's that big thing? If you can't take a step towards your big goal tomorrow, then it's never really going to happen. And so every day I have three goals and I visit them three times a day. I have them on the back of my phone. I look at them, I concentrate on them. And my accountability question every day is, am I doing something? It could be as small as sending an email. It could be as small as, oh yeah, I need to listen to that podcast or read that resource. But am I moving towards those three goals every single day? Mm-hmm. So the accountability is really paired well with the clarity piece. Cause I think, and I've met with so many people around the world and they're all wanting to know the same thing. Everybody is wanting to know what's next. What's next in my relationship? What's next in my business? What's next in my life? What's next in the season? What's next for my kids? And so if you can get clear on what's next, and I believe purpose is the answer to that question of what's next, if you can get clear on that, so many other frustrations and pains and distractions really fall away because we have clarity about what's next.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So you just reminded me, one of my dear friends, he's a coach in Florida, performance coach, and he always says, you know, inch by inch is a cinch. And so it's about those little incremental, and I thought I had it pulled up really quick, but I can't, so I'm not even gonna try. But There's a little bit more to that. And I want to say it's like inch by inch, it's a cinch, mile by mile. I can't remember what he says. It's a smile, but something, there's something else to it. But inch by inch, it's a cinch because it's about those little incremental steps. And we often do discount those because they seem unimportant when we're looking at the mountain that we've got to move. We miss the pebbles that are right in front of us that also need to move. And, sometimes it is the big rocks that we do have to put in first, but we can't forget the small ones as well. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. So, something that I love to know from each of my guests is what is the one thing that you feel like, and this is more of a fun question, less serious, but what's the one thing that's really saving your life right now? Some people say it's their breath work. Some people say it's something tangible, like this is the remarkable. One of my guests shared a remarkable, and I was like, oh my gosh, I love that. I got to have it. One of my best lifesavers right now. So, what's saving your life or making your life easier? Because we want to work in ease and flow and do things smarter, not harder. So, what would you love to share with us?
Oh my gosh, what a fun question. Yeah, then I'm gonna have to like go back and list all your episodes, like steal ideas from all your guests. Yeah, I mean, sleep has been a really big priority of mine over the last few years. And so really dialing down what is optimizing my sleep because I mean, I used to be, oh, I want to sleep less than 6 hours. Like I'd read like military books on how to operate under like 4 hours of sleep. And I just was like, I saw sleep as such an inconvenience. And then I really started to change my mindset around energy and energy management and also to not just longevity, but health span and making sure that I am not getting sick and not pushing myself too far because I'm on planes pretty much every single week speaking and traveling and coaching all over. So because of that, I needed to do well. So sleep has been super important. So I love my grounding sheets. I think that's made a really big difference. I can actually see because I measure my sleep on my Whoop. So every day I'm looking at like how is my sleep going? Like where am I peaking? How much more sleep do I need? What does my energy management look like? I got a Hatch a couple months ago, and that really did make a big difference too. So that way, as I'm waking up, it's not this really obnoxious alarm. Like, do you ever wake up to an alarm and you're like already in fight or flight? You're like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? I'm going to war.
Yes.
Like, you're really intense. And so that's what I like
Wake up
about
and
my
your heart's
Hatch.
racing.
Totally.
Okay.
Oh my
So
gosh,
you've
I know. I
said,
already feel like I'm late. So yeah, my Hatch and my grounding sheets and my Whoop, but I think most
okay,
people
you
are
just said
tracking.
two things I've never heard of, a Whoop and a Hatch.
So yeah, so
So you gave us
Hatch
three
is,
things.
oh yes. So grounding sheets are great. You can find them. I found mine like on Amazon. So they're
Yeah.
great. I really do enjoy them. A Hatch is it, I mean, look it up on Amazon. So Hatch
Okay.
is a
Is
really
it an
cool, it's
alarm or?
like a little alarm that goes next to your bed, but you can have it emulate light. So it'll turn red when it's time for me to go to bed at like 9 p.m. It does a 30-minute countdown. And it'll play music and it'll basically, I'll hear it from the other room. It's like, okay, it's time to go to bed. So it'll start to count down. And then it starts at 5 a.m. and goes till 5:30. And slowly the light actually wakes me up, which is just a really beautiful way. Which is a really beautiful way to start the day. And then Whoop
Wow.
is some people have Oura rings. I have a Whoop. I don't have
Okay.
it on right now, but it's essentially an activity tracker. And what I like
Okay.
about Whoop is I'm a runner. My husband has the Oura ring, and they're cool and they're pretty, but I have the Whoop because it's just a little bit easier for me to work out with. And it's a really great activity tracker, and that saved my life for sure.
Okay. I love it. So you gave us a three for one. We got three great suggestions.
Yes.
On top of sleep, which I love that you shared that because especially for women, they say even women need or women need even more sleep than men, especially at certain times of and seasons of our lives.
Sure.
So thank you for reinforcing that because I know for myself, there are seasons and weeks that I go on little sleep, because I am a night owl. I love working when everybody else goes to sleep. It's quiet. I don't get interrupted. There's no emails. There's no distractions. I just find that optimal as long as I get to sleep in the next day. When I
Exactly.
don't,
Yes.
I am not as I'm not as effective the next day when I don't have my sleep. And I noticed during big travel times or conference weekends, it's taking me longer and longer to recover from those trips. So sleep is definitely the older I get, the more important it is for me. So as we wrap up today's session, any final words or anything else you really want to share that you feel like would be something you can either leave with our guests or a mic drop moment or something that's been shared with you that was a really rock moving lesson?
Yeah, I think I just want to encourage your audience, because I think sometimes when we talk about purpose, and I'm the CEO of the Purpose Company, so we're really big on purpose. And in my world, I think sometimes we can really overcomplicate it. And so purpose is just simply the best of what you have to help other people. When you're trying to figure out what your purpose is in this next season, maybe you're starting a new project with your company, or maybe you're starting a new season of life. Whether you're considering what's next for you, to really tap into what's the best of what you have to help other people. That's such a powerful way to get clarity about what's next and to not overcomplicate it. I think sometimes we can really see our purpose in context of other people, like our purpose as to what people need from us or what we do for other people. But it really is not in what people take from us, but what we give to other people. So to really focus on those moments of joy, those moments of fulfillment, and really tapping into that thing that makes you come alive, that for me has really helped me create a lot of confidence into moving into new seasons, into walking into what's next with a lot of clarity that otherwise I really struggled with before. So that's the big part of encouragement for them, is to really tap into that purpose, finding what's the best of what they have to help other people.
I love that. And how do you, in maybe just a short little blurb, how do you really help people find the thing that, because sometimes we get confused in, for me as a people pleaser, I found joy in serving others. But there was a hard line that I couldn't see until I was beyond it looking back, between finding joy in the service and feeling that external fulfillment of serving others. And I when I said that, that seems like it came out the same way. But serving others versus finding my purpose and serving in the way that I'm supposed to. Does that make sense? Am I asking that
Totally.
right?
And I think
Okay.
that oftentimes, listen, whenever I talk to people, I've spoken on purpose around the world. People will come up to me and they'll, more times than not, they'll say, "I know my purpose." I'm like, "Oh, tell me more." And they say, "My purpose is to help people." I'm like, "Yes, and." Because you don't want to help everyone with everything, right? You don't want to help someone move or do their taxes. Like, you want to help someone with something that you have overcome yourself. So that's one of the first questions I usually ask people after I ask, "What most fulfills you? Like, tell me about the time that you were most fulfilled." The second question is, "What have you overcome that you can help other people overcome?" Because your story is your authority. The thing that you have walked through, you have not only battle scars, but you've got a battle plan of how you can help other people through it. And so getting really clear on what that is going to mean that you're spending more time in intentional service rather than reactive service. Reactive service is like, "Hey, Karen, can you help me with this thing?" Well, like, yeah, of course, because you have capacity, knowledge, et cetera. But intentional service is, "Hey, this is what I have. This is something I've overcome. This is what you're doing, even with this show, is I've overcome these things. I'm going to package it in a way that other people can not only digest and understand, but apply in their everyday life and their business." So you're already living it out. So I would just encourage your audience and your listeners to really reflect on, what have I overcome that I can help other people overcome? And just starting to ask those questions. These are questions that I love having my guests on our shows and my clients ask, like, even their kids, like, "Hey, what can you give to someone else that you've already overcome?" There's so much power in repackaging our pain and turning it into something that other people can learn from. And so that's what I would say is the first two steps to getting a lot of clarity about what's next.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So many, oh my gosh, so many wonderful things that you've shared with us. The notes and how you can connect with Gab are going to be in the show notes, but Anything else that you want to share before we wrap up? Because I feel like anything I ask you is going to just be diminished by what you're giving, because it's just so good. So I don't even want to lead you a direction. I feel like there is so much amazing energy coming from what you're sharing that I know people are going to get so much value from, and they're going to be able to just be affirmed that the thing that they've gone through, that there's a reason, there is a purpose for those lessons, for those obstacles, those rocks that they've moved. And as I say, they can begin to use those, move them, and use those lessons to help other people. So thank you for just, for me, reaffirming my purpose in this moment. That's been just so, just heartwarming. So thank you for that. But any final words?
Like you're
I keep
doing
wanting
it.
to hang
Yeah.
on
For
and keep pulling you.
yeah. If anyone's interested, we've got our book, of course, The Purpose Factor. I co-wrote it with my husband and business partner, Brian Boucher. So you can check that out on Amazon. It was a USA Today top best-selling book, and it's just a really incredible resource if you want to go deeper on asking some questions around what's next and getting a lot of clarity. So The Purpose Factor on Amazon, you can check out. And then yeah, connect with me on LinkedIn. That's where I spend a lot of my time, really, you know, teaching and creating content. So you can just check me out on Gabrielle Boucher on LinkedIn. That's another good way just to keep the conversation going and just for me to be able to continue adding value to your audience.
I love it. Well, you've got, is it four different books that you have out now?
Six. Yeah.
Six total. Okay. Six books. The one when you were 17, what was that one called?
I don't even think that one's in print anymore. Yeah, it's like way back there. I always tell people, I'm like, give me a break, guys. I was 17. I just finished high school. So, yeah, but a lot of my books have been about certainly purpose and clarity, but a lot about leadership as well, and how your age influences your leadership. So, if you've got, you know, millennials, Gen Z, people that you're looking at, how do you reach the next generation? That's a lot of what my books are as well. So, those are all
I love
available on
it.
Amazon.
Well, I highly recommend you follow, connect. All the links will be in the show notes. So make sure that you look her up. It's Gab Boucher, and that's spelled Bosche. And you're going to just fall in love with her. She's absolutely gorgeous from the inside out. And so you want to get connected, follow her and her husband, learn more. They've got amazing offerings. Some free things, some things that are so valuable that you're going to want to jump in and be a part of her world. So make sure that you're following her and continue to subscribe and follow the Rock Movers. Gab, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much for pouring your heart into my world and our listeners. And I look forward to seeing you here in the Dallas area because you are a Dallas girl now. So
We are
happy to
local,
have you
yeah.
here.
It is such an honor. Thank you so much, Karen.
All right, you guys, just stay tuned. We've got more guests coming for you, and keep moving those rocks. Okay, was the show everything I promised it would be? Wasn't Gab awesome? She is just the sweetest, kindest person, knows her stuff, and literally can transform a room and lighten it up. Gab is just amazing. We enjoyed her so much. Thank you, Gab, for being on the show today and for sharing your wisdom with the world. You have such a message. It's obvious why you're such a success, and we just wish you and Brian the best. So, if you would like to see more episodes like this, or you have recommendations on who else we should see here on the Rock Movers podcast, please share. If you want to have Gab back, put it in the comments. We would love to hear. Plus, I want you to know that we still have the free access to the quiz that I have, the self-worth quiz, and we still have a conference coming up June 7th and 8th here in Dallas. Now, unfortunately, Gab can't make it. She had a conflict, but we have 18 amazing speakers that you're going to love, and you get to come hang out with yours truly. So, for more information, check out the show notes and just let us know. Like, comment, support us. We can't wait to serve. And finally, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe to The Rock Movers so that you stay updated on the most recent episodes, because we have a lot more coming that you are going to love. And if we're not already connected on social, I would love to get connected. You can find me at Coach Karen Gray on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I hang out mostly on Instagram and LinkedIn these days, but would love to get connected and let me know how I can support you to keep moving those rocks, one rock at a time. See you on the next episode of The Rock Movers.